It's Craig Graziano, the Youth Services Manager with the Fredericksburg branch of the Central Rappahannock Regional Library, on the phone with us. Craig, it's great to talk to you. I can't wait to see you in person again one of these days.
Happy to be here, Ted. I feel the same. I'm looking forward to getting back and being in the studio with you.
Slowly but surely, the library is kind of getting back into it. And I know the whole holds and returns, that is, as you've kind of eased into that, that's now, I guess, available at nearly every branch.
That is correct. I believe that every branch except for the joint use branch at the Freed Center, and then also the Friends of the Library Bookshop are not available for Holtz pickup, but Spotsylvania Town Center is. All of our branches in Westmoreland, Stafford, Fredericksburg, and Spotsy are available for that curbside pickup right now.
It's got to be exciting to sort of be getting back into things, and it's been a slow process. It's been a slow process with everything, but again, I guess we look at this, and it's another example that life is getting back to normal a little bit.
Very much so, and it's really impressive to see how library administration kind of takes the situation at hand. They assess everything. And then they're really just trying to figure out how to get those services back for our customers and to do it in a way that's both safe for our customers and our staff. And it takes hundreds of people to be able to do this throughout the library system. So it's just really impressive to be able to see them put it in action.
But I know it's been a challenge for all of you. You're used to seeing people and working and doing programs, and it's a tough time for everybody. But I know it's been a tough time for librarians.
Absolutely, but I think we always try to be flexible with whatever the situation is, and so we are getting into a lot of virtual programming. We'll be talking a little bit about some of what we're offering on that front. But, we're always just trying to be flexible no matter what the circumstances are.
Talk to me about Wowbrary and what that's all about.
Sure. Wowbrary is a newsletter that we have been using for several years, and we're actually discontinuing our Wowbrary newsletter. This used to be a great service in which on very early Wednesday morning, you would get an email newsletter with all of the newly added items to the collection. So this was your way to get movies on hold before anyone else was aware that they were within the collection, brand new titles. We are actually moving to to providing this information on our bi-weekly Pearl customer newsletter that will be sent out. And there's also an improved new titles page on the website that will allow you to be able to see those newly purchased titles. So we're moving away from Wowbrary, but we still have options for you to figure out what we've added to the collection.
Women's suffrage is being celebrated around town in a number of ways, and the library involved with that.
That's correct. Tuesday, August 18th marks the 100th anniversary of the passage of the 19th Amendment, guaranteeing and protecting women's constitutional right to vote. And we have some special book lists that explore the history of women in America and stories about women in change. So we have one called Women Who Changed the World. I believe this was a column written by the adult services coordinator, Tracy McPeck, and it has a lot of nonfiction titles. And then we also have a book list called Women in the Workplace and in Charge. And that's a lot of fiction titles dealing with women navigating their careers and the workplace as well. So lots of great options for this momentous occasion.
Yeah, no, it's a big thing. And any kind of time there's an anniversary, you can always depend on the library to have a special program. The Overdrive Big Library Read, what's that?
Yeah, Overdrive is one of our ebook electronic book vendors, and they provide ebooks and e-audio through our app Livy that we use at the library. And every now and then they have a big library read, which this allows unlimited checkouts on this title. As many people can check out this title either as an electronic book or an e-audio book as well, and you can listen along in the app So the title, which is available through August 17th, is Tim Mason's The Darwin Affair. It looks like it's kind of a murder mystery political intrigue set in Victorian England.
Craig Graziano, the Youth Services Manager at the Fredericksburg Branch with the Central Rappahannock Regional Library, is with us. Summer reading going on, and it's the home stretch.
We're going on strong, but it is not too late to sign up. So even if you were doing a little bit of reading earlier in the summer, you can still sign up for it at the website. You can earn all of these different virtual badges as well. It kind of has this gamification component in which you earn badges, and that will allow you to also take part in weekly prize drawings and grand raffle prize drawings, which will be happening once summer reading is completed at the end of August.
It has been a little bit different with music on the steps this summer, but you've kept it going.
I am so glad that it has been able to keep going. This is our 35th year of Music on the Steps, and we were able to kick things off with Peter Mealy and Lori Rose Griffith back in June. They've played almost every single one, I believe. And then, yes, all of the concerts are virtual. We've done 6 of them so far, which you can watch those on our YouTube channel, accessible from the library website. And now we are streaming the concerts live as they happen on Facebook Live. So if you go to facebook.com/curlnews, you'll be able to hop on there. You don't even need a Facebook account to be able to view these shows. There's no Music on the Steps next Monday, but on August 24th, we are having Colonial Seafood, which is ukulele-driven Americana. It's a little funky, it's a little folky, and it's going to be really exciting and just a great show. You can watch any concerts that you missed at librarypoint.org/music-steps.
Okay, and who doesn't want to enjoy a ukulele? So that you've got that with the next one. Get hooked on a book series. What's that?
Yeah, that's one of Darcy Caswell's columns that Darcy and Tracy McPeck alternate columns for the Freelance Star, giving great recommendations for all age levels. So summer is the perfect time for kids to kind of choose who they want to read about. And with series books, it gives them tons of options for those characters that they love. So Darcy's column talked a little bit about the ever so popular Elephant and Piggy series by Mo Willems, which is a great first series for kids to get into. And it also mentioned a great biography series called Ordinary People Change the World. These are small picture book biographies of people like George Washington, Rosa Parks, Jim Henson, Jane Goodall. Really cute series. So if you like those books, there are plenty more of them to check out at the library.
We've talked all summer long about this virtual pause for reading, which I think is just a great, great program where you do use animals.
That's right. We have trained therapy dogs that volunteers work with us to be able to offer this service, and kids can practice their reading remotely in one-on-one sessions with these specially trained dogs. They're trained to be good listeners, and all you need is a webcam and a book. So you can sign up for a 15-minute session on our virtual events page on the library website.
Lunch and Learn. Talk about that.
Sure. Lunch and Learn. Join us every Friday to learn something new from the comfort of your home. These are adult age programs. And the next ones that we have coming up on Friday, August 21st, Stress Reduction Tactics. That's a good thing for right now. And then on August 28th, Network and Job Searching.
And finally, talk about finding healthcare and what the library is in just what the library is providing and in helping people do with that.
Sure. This is a virtual event that is taking place on August 18th from 3 to 4, and it is being presented by Enroll Virginia and the Legal Services of Northern Virginia. So this is just finding healthcare services in this somewhat trying time.
Craig Graziano, the Youth Services Manager with the Fredericksburg branch of the Central Rappahannock Regional Library. Craig, it's always great to talk to you, and I look forward to when the library reopens and you're in studio with us again. But thanks for all that you and in the library continuing to provide for the community.
It was great to talk to you as well, Ted. Thank you so much for having us today, and I look forward to being back as well.